all of us have had to adapt the way that we work in the age of coronavirus. That's especially true for teachers as they adapt to the constant changes and new demands of the pandemic school year. We wanted to let them tell you, in their own words, what it's been like.
I'm Tara Cleveland. I am a middle school choir teacher for grades 6 through 8. So that's 11 through 13-year-olds. My district specifically went 2 weeks remote. And then when we started in person, you know, I expected it to be a fight to get kids to stay in their seats and keep masks on and distance. And actually, they did a great job. I think my behavior issues went to zero, where they could skyrocket because we're all going through global trauma. I just thought it was going to be so bad. And it was okay. It was just okay. It was still kind of scary, but it was okay. Do I feel supported? If we go back to April, there was a lot of support for teachers and how amazing we are doing for adapting so quickly. Then when we were voicing concerns about the possibility of having to go back to face-to-face, we were vilified and it turned on a dime.
Nobody wants to be back in school more than the teachers. And so it really hurts my feelings when people talk about teachers not having the kids' interest at heart. Okay, well, my name is Janine Scott. I am this is my 17 year teaching math, high school math. And if I had to put it into one word, I'd say it's been overwhelming. There have been students that I have seen probably less than 5 times the whole year. There have been students that have shown up every single day. One of my students, she was like, "You've been on me since school has started." And I decided, I was sitting here thinking, I'm going to try really hard. You know, thank you for not giving up on me, Ms. Scott. And since you didn't give up on me, I promise I'm not going to give up on you. So when I talk about roller coasters, I was like, whew, oh gosh, she's not going to give up on him. She's not giving up. You know, I didn't see her for months. So I try to let my kids know that no matter what, I'm not going to give up on them. They're way too valuable. And it breaks my heart when I hear, you know, we hear stuff like one of the kids, we're like, "Are you there? Are you there? Are you there? Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I was trying to calm the baby down. The baby's teething." And I'm thinking to myself, that's right. There are babies at home. There are little kids at home. There are brothers and sisters who need help with their homework. So what do you say as teachers? Like, "You're not paying attention?" Because you can't get mad at a 9th grade student who wasn't paying attention because the baby was fussy because the baby is teething.
So my name is Samantha Sherwalk. I teach for a school called Tinkham Educational Center. It's an alternative high school in Wayne Westland. I teach 9th and 10th grade English. We are completely remote and have been since the start of the year. The thing I miss the absolute most about being in the classroom is seeing students' faces when they understand something, when they finally have that aha moment and you can see it click. And when everyone has their cameras off or everyone's working asynchronously on their own time, you don't get that. I have a 13-year-old son who is in 8th grade, a 10-year-old son in 5th grade, and then I just had a baby last December, so she's a year. Teaching from home, from my kitchen table, and having to parent and be the only parent at home has been very difficult. I've had to teach figurative language while changing a diaper. My sons are making lunch in the kitchen while I'm at the table, having to mute and unmute and mute and unmute myself as my email is going off. It's pretty chaotic most days. I look forward to her nap time every day because I know at least one of my classes will go smooth sailing without any screaming or crying.
I'm James Kelly. I am an ELA instructor of 9th and 10th graders at the Early College Alliance. That is an alternative high school on the campus of Eastern Michigan University. This is technically my first full year as a classroom teacher. And so I am having to design my own curriculum and administer the class instruction and then, you know, adjust to this whole new normal when I was unaware of the old normal. So there's a huge portion of synchronous, like, lecture style. Unfortunately, it is sort of like an unwieldy monolith where I'm just kind of faced with toggling through those little thumbnails and trying to say, okay, where did that student go? Let me toggle to, you know, page 4 of my Zoom spread. One of the things I've tried to hold on to as a hard and fast rule is establishing and maintaining steady contact with students. It doesn't have to be talking about class slides or class materials. Sometimes we can just talk about, you know, their favorite music. Sometimes I'll just play Phoebe Bridgers in the background and we'll talk about, you know, that record or something like that.
Always people keep asking me, like, how are you and how are you doing this and how do you feel? I'm like, I wish I could pick a more complex word, but it's a lot.
My name is Jessica Matthews. I teach at Carmen Ainsworth High School, which is located in Flint, Michigan. This is my 21st year of teaching, and I'm a high school English teacher.
I think the hardest part is the unknown. I don't know if I'm doing things right most of the time. Like, I actually, like, celebrate when I can do things right, where I'm like, all right, today I felt like a teacher. I have kids who have lost multiple family members, 3, 4, 5 family members, but you want them to just go to school. I don't think any of us could do it. You know what I mean? Like, I know I would struggle. You know what I mean? So those are my students. I think if I went back to March 12th and looked at myself, I would be like, you are not ready for what's coming. You have no idea the toll the job is about to put on you. But you're needed. And if not you, then who's going to do it? So toughen up. Cry, which I cry a lot as of now. You got to toughen up. You got to make it work.
The voices you just heard are Jessica Matthews. She teaches English at Carmen Ainsworth High School in Flint, Michigan. James Kelly is an English language arts teacher for 9th and 10th graders at the Early College Alliance in Ypsilanti. Samantha Cherwak teaches high school English in the Wayne Westland School District. Janine Scott is a math teacher at Davis Aerospace Technical High School in Detroit. And Tara Cleveland is a middle school choir teacher in West Michigan. Thank you.